This is how the great replacement is taking shape in the Netherlands. If you're white and you can't find a house in Holland, I have a life hack for you. Just learn a bit of Arabic and go to the next municipality next door. A Dutch newspaper brought the following story. Thousands and thousands of Dutch people would figuratively kill to get this apartment. It's a beautiful studio in the center of Amsterdam, one of the most coveted areas in all of Europe. But this Syrian man doesn't really bat an eye. He got this house from the government, but he doesn't even live there because his wife also got a house from the government and he chooses to live there instead while renting out the studio at the same time. The Syrian gentleman pays 700 euros of rent each month for a studio in the very center of Amsterdam. But he then goes out into the public markets and rents the studio out to other people for more than double, more than 1500 euros a month. But that's not even the worst story yet. This Syrian man in Rotterdam got a very big 3-bedroom apartment. Of course, from the government. He's 20 years old and he lives alone in the apartment. So one might think, why does a 20-year-old Syrian man need a 3-bedroom apartment in Rotterdam? What's he gonna use the 3 bedrooms for? Well, the government said the Syrian man had a right to 3 bedrooms because there was an outlook for reuniting with his family. The newspaper then asked the Syrian man if he had a family and he answered he doesn't even have a girlfriend, no wife and no kids. And apart from the apartment, he also gets government benefit checks every month because he's not declared okay to work yet. However, he tells the newspaper that he does work on the black market for cash. Besides, he rents out the other 2 rooms to other migrants for over 1,000 euros per room per month. And all of the meantime, the Dutch First Channel brings a new story that more and more Dutch people over 30 are living with their parents amidst the housing crisis. The story says that Dutch people wait with getting children because they simply don't have a house for themselves yet. At the same time, the Syrian migrants get free houses because their wife might come, but they don't even have a wife. It's complete madness. And this is a clear example of how the Great Replacement is government policy in Europe. It's not an accident. It's not because the people are stupid. It's on purpose.